She's rolling. You ready?
Everything is good. Yeah, Casey, you ready to do this thing?
Oh
man! This is our first surprise like jump in from a guest that we've ever had.
Hello.
Millie said she wanted something El Fuego, which that's Spanish for fire.
I don't think I ever said that sentence exactly.
Okay, maybe I just made that up.
But I'm going to let you have it,
because
this is your show.
Maybe I just made that up.
You made it up, but it's fine.
Yeah, well, regardless, excited to have Millie on. She's,
Ooh, scoot your mic a little closer.
Yeah.
Is that going to make
And be sure that when you talk into it, imagine there's a fist between your mouth and the microphone.
I'm a choir child.
That's kind of...
You realize I'm a choir child.
Yeah, you know your way around a mic. I get it. I'm sorry. Yeah, got Millie here. She's one of the managers at... probably my favorite restaurant in town, which is the Tavern on the Hill. Gosh, that's good. She also runs her own nonprofit. And
I'm on the board of a nonprofit.
She's on the board for a nonprofit. Say real quick what that nonprofit does.
It's New Hope for Families Duluth. We run foster care systems, and we're kind of rebuilding foster care within St. Louis County.
Okay.
It's kind of the really quick answer to that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll probably bounce back into that and let you expand on a little bit more.
Heck yeah.
Later on. But Millie brought something for Casey and I that we're a little nervous about.
Bush latte?
She brought us some Bush Lights. And if you guys watched the last week's episode, you heard me mention that I haven't had a drink. So this will be the first drink of alcohol that I've had in 2 weeks. But I couldn't say no.
Casey also has a Bush Light.
I couldn't say no.
You cannot see it, but it's there.
When do you think we crack it? When do you think we
do it now.
Oh my God!
Right,
we do
the boys
it now?
Have been sober.
Oh man, I'm like,
are we doing it now?
I'm legitimately nervous.
Do you know? Wait, do you know how to open a Bush Light?
Wait a minute, we didn't. Before we open it, we didn't even talk about what we're wearing yet.
Oh, it's spooky season.
So it's almost Halloween. For those of you watching, you can see that I'm wearing a leprechaun, sparkly leprechaun's jacket with a wonderful top hat. I'm like a cross between Abraham Lincoln
and a stripper
and Lucky Charms guy. Like Abraham O'Callaghan, I think, would be my name, possibly. And, Millie, how would you explain your ensemble?
These are my Halloween pajamas. I wear them every year, and I'm very comfortable.
Do you wear them only around the Halloween time?
It depends. Depends how I'm feeling that week, you know?
Do they do anything special? Like, I don't know, glow in the dark
they
or anything like that?
They might glow in the dark.
Oh,
we
nice.
Might later
yeah.
experience.
Flip the lights off and get weird here right in front of you.
I don't like that.
Well, by that I meant, you know, the glow in the dark. Oh, this is good.
Let's open a beer. Eh?
Yeah, let's open a beer.
Okay, do you know how to open a Bush Light?
Yeah. You do it one-handed, right?
And?
Oh, maybe I don't.
Oh. Have you never done this?
No, I haven't. Nice. Casey's got one open, too.
Cheers.
Again, this is the first sip of alcohol that we've had in weeks.
That is the appropriate way to open a Bush Light.
Oh, my
God. With a solid push.
Yeah, it felt right.
Did it?
I think.
That's good.
It felt really right.
I don't
that tastes so good. Casey, how does that taste?
The best thing I've ever had.
It's like I was born
right?
again.
It's the nectar of the gods, according to
yeah, it is.
That one man who's famous on the internet.
Who is that?
The guy that does all the Bush Light skits.
Oh.
You must
okay.
be a big Bush Light fan.
You know, I'm from
I think everybody
upper Minnesota,
is.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just they can drink a lot of them, and, you know, it tastes good.
Right.
And it's kind of like a fun name. You can put the shh at the end of it, which... That's kind of exciting, I guess. You can't do that with many other beers.
English is neat, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
What a language
what a
we
blast.
Speak.
Okay, so let's get into your nonprofit that you're on the board of. How
okay.
did you get involved in that?
It was kind of just a twist of faith, I guess, and like fate is the word I was going for.
Okay.
I've always been really interested in like adoption and foster care. We grew up with foster kids in our neighborhood, so it was always something that I wanted
yeah.
to be a part of. And then I was just kind of going through this really rough patch in life about a year ago. And I was just kind of putting out to, like, God or whoever, just being like, I really want this. Like, I feel this is where my life is taking me, but I don't know how or where yet.
Yeah.
And literally a woman that I grew up with, her daughter, she came into Blackwoods.
Okay.
And she was like, hey, we're starting this foster home. Do you know anyone who would be interested? And I would just literally shot up my hand so quick. I was like, you don't understand that this has been weighing so
this.
Heavy on my heart lately.
Yeah.
And I've just been a part of it ever since.
What does this entity do, I guess?
So our main goal is to kind of, the foster care system in St. Louis County and just kind of in America is really failing. It doesn't work well.
Okay.
There's the like rate of children to foster families is dwindling. It's like there's more children who need foster care than there are foster families available, right?
Yeah.
And the care that they get is typically like not great. There's a lot of abusive families. There's a lot of like jumping from home to home because they're just not stable.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope with the New Hope is to provide foster care. So we have emergency and long-term care for children, but we're also providing a support system for foster families.
Okay.
So like, let's say you are a foster father and you need help. You're like, I have this kid. I don't know how to handle him. You know, we're really not meshing
I'm in over my head.
I'm in over my head. You would come to us and we would help you, you know, in whatever ways we can.
Okay.
Find resources. You know, give you extra hands if
supply
you just
supply him with Bush Light when needed.
Give him a nice latte.
Yeah.
You know, maybe come over in my skeleton pajamas.
A little crispy
give
relief.
Him some comedic relief.
No, crispy relief. I feel like Bush Lights are kind of crispy. I don't know why. It's like.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a beer drinker, are you?
No, I love beer. I really
What's
do.
Your
These past
beer?
2 weeks have been tough for me. I don't know what
You're
my favorite
an IPA
beer is.
Guy.
I like IPAs in the right scenario. I think asking someone what their favorite beer is much like asking them like what their favorite music is. Because, you know, like I like all these different kinds of musics, but different occasions might call for a different song or different occasions might call for a different beer. So, like, if I'm trying to drink, like, I don't know, 13, 14 beers in a night, like, it's going to be Busch Light as many times as possible.
But if you're just
going
to have one, you're going to have, like,
but if
a
I'm
nice
just gonna have one,
stout.
I'll probably do, like, an IPA. Sometimes a stout, but probably, like, an IPA. You know, Castle Danger Cream Ale, always
Castle
a winner.
Castle Danger Cream Ale.
That's
did
a very
Did you try the orange cream they did this year?
Uh-uh.
Maybe they did it last year. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever
very
had
Very good.
Really?
It's like a creamsicle, but also a beer.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite beer?
Bush
in any occasion?
Yeah, but it's the same thing. You know, like if I'm going to have more than one beer, I'm going to drink this. But if I'm only going to have one, I don't know. It always changes.
Yeah,
we have
I feel
a
that.
Habanero pineapple one at Tav right now. 10 out of 10. Bells,
yeah.
I believe. It
okay.
is Bells. I just can't remember the actual name of it. 10 out of 10.
I don't think I like spicy beers that much.
But it's
much.
Not spicy. That's the thing. Like when it first hits your mouth, you're like, you get the flavor of it and you kind of get that like warmth. But it doesn't actually make you thirsty like spice does.
Okay.
You know, like if you have a jalapeno, you're like, I need water.
Right.
This doesn't do that to you. And it's really good. It's also, like, hydrating.
Okay.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. That's nice.
Would recommend.
So you also are one of the managers of the tavern.
I am.
You like that? You like hanging out there all the time?
Yeah, it's fun. I get to hang out with Nick Weber, who got on the show before
me. Yeah, he was on the cast, Duluth's number one bartender.
He was, like, the second one. On your show,
he
the
was
third
the
one?
Third one. Yeah.
Also, I was behind Jordan DeCaro.
She was not happy about
was
that.
Was not happy about that.
She was like, I can't believe it came on after Jordan. But in my defense, I tried having you on like 4 weeks ago.
That's fair.
And apparently you had other priorities. I don't know. I guess you had better things
the
going
flu.
On.
Yeah. I had the flu.
Oh, that's right.
Very important.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy I was not here that day.
I kind of asked Nick this question too, but is there anything that people do at the tavern? Like the customers do that?
That fell.
That fell. That's okay.
Okay.
Casey, did you just bring some of these things just to look fancy?
A light box just fell?
Okay. So is there other things that some of the customers do that might drive you nuts? Like
not really. I mean,
people putting gum on the tables or anything?
Oh, that's just gross. That's just common sense that people shouldn't do that. There's garbages everywhere.
Yeah, that's
true. Just your environment that you need to take care of.
Right.
I don't know. I sign up for the job every day. So I really try to go into it every single shift with the mentality of like, oh, it's it's something that I choose to put up with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's a bunch of people that come in and like get really drunk and we have a ton of people like throw up and that always sucks, you know. But
who's in charge of cleaning that up usually?
Oh, it really depends. It's supposed to be me.
Is it
I think.
Like a rock, paper, scissors kind of thing, though?
Yeah, for the most part. Just kind of, I walk away and I'm like, oh my God, look at anything else. I need to bring this to the garbage. I'm really busy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, the thought of cleaning up something that was once in somebody's stomach is just disgusting.
It's not that bad. I don't know.
It used to be in their body and now it's on the floor. Yuck. I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not my favorite thing, but it's also just something I sign up for every day. So,
yeah, that makes
you know,
sense.
You look for the good in it, and then you drink a beer after, and
right.
you're fine.
The Bush
fine.
Latte action. It seems like you're always running around, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a hurry everywhere you're going at all times. I've never seen you just leisurely, like, kind of cruise through there.
No.
You always look like you're on a mission.
I'm always on a mission. Last year, homecoming, UMD homecoming, my, like, Apple Watch told me that I did, what was it, 25 miles, I think.
Mm.
Which is just asinine. It was all day.
Wait. We did 25 miles in, like, the weekend?
No, in the day. Of just running back and forth in Tavern.
What?
Yeah. You just never stop moving.
That's insane.
Because it's like, I go, I'll be at your table, I'll be talking. No, I'll come from the kitchen. We'll start in the kitchen, bring you your food.
Okay.
The other side of the restaurant. And then you'll be like, ooh, can I get a ranch? And you're like, yes, of course I'll grab you a ranch. And then you go back to the kitchen, grab them a ranch, bring it all the way back to the table. And they're like, ooh, but how great does blue cheese also sound? And you're like, oh my God, it sounds so good. I'll go get it for you. And then people will, honest to God, do this like 3 or 4 times. They'll be like, ooh, but you didn't bring me ketchup yet.
I've done that before. I feel so bad when I do that, but I don't know. At the same time, it's like I need it. Like,
right.
Like,
it's no, you're in my head, there for
and
an
like
experience
I feel and terrible, and I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of like I'm the customer, and I feel like people tell me sometimes I'm supposed to always be right. So like, if I kind of want to dip my sandwich in ranch, but I don't have any,
I'm supposed
to be right. So maybe.
But that's the thing. It's like you're coming there, you're paying for an experience, and it's my job to give it to you.
Yeah. That's
you
a
know.
Good way to look
so.
At it.
I'm very excited, and I love giving you 4 ranches on a Friday night when we're really busy. But it's also what you sign up for every day, so.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
I get it. I totally get it.
What did
that.
Nick say? I can't remember what Nick didn't like.
He said when
I think
people...
he said he didn't like me, right?
Yeah, he said.
It's like, Millie's the worst manager.
Yeah, he said.
Old dudes when they say, is this your real job?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
That one does suck.
Yeah.
I had
Which
a woman
is lame.
A couple weeks ago ask for the manager to my face. And I was just like, that's me. And right. She goes, you're not old enough to be the manager. And I'm like, oh, I'm 26. Yeah. I have my master's degree. I'm starting my PhD. Mm. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, since I have to talk to you.
Oh,
and I was,
is that what she
and
said?
All she was upset about was the fact that the room was a little bit chilly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that one was hard. That one hurt my soul a little bit.
But. Yeah. Yeah, you just gotta, like I told Nick, so I feel like sometimes you probably just gotta take it on the chin, like, oh.
You grow a thick
I'm
skin,
sorry.
That's for sure.
Yeah, when you actually want to just kind of body the chick a little bit.
Right.
Take a chair across the back of her head, something chill like that.
Is this where your mind goes when you're angry? Because I feel like this
is
interesting.
Oh, yeah, I had somebody recently tell me they think I have anger management problems, which was kind of like news
to hit a woman
to me.
With a chair.
Sometimes I think women got it. Oh, my God, that was all so bad. Oh, man.
Let's open this box.
Oh, that was, I didn't
tell
mean
me
to
more
say
about
it like
women.
That. Oh my God. No, you should never hit women. Holy smokes, I can't believe it. That was almost an absolute bear trap.
Is this the part that we edit out?
No, we don't edit anything out unless, I don't know, it's incriminating. Maybe we would edit it out, you think, Casey?
No, you said if I threw
Actually,
up,
we did edit out that one thing. That one thing that we won't mention now because we'll just need to edit it out again.
What is that?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll write you a note after the thing or whatever.
Okay, just
slide it over.
Oh, yeah. If my mom can't hear something, we're not putting it in.
Well, it was kind of a different
Because Lord scenario, knows but... Mama and Papa Hansen are going to watch this.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Mama and Papa Hansen.
Hi.
I hope you'll...
Like and share.
Yeah.
Like and share. They don't know what that means. If anyone knows my parents.
I just hope they like my top hat. I bought this thing last year for Halloween because I was dressing up like a pimp. Is a last minute thing. I went to Ragstock and I was like just panicking because it was like 7 o'clock on Halloween and I wanted to go to the bent paddle party. And
a pimp?
Well, that was I don't know. That was I saw like some really bright gold pants, and I said I don't know what I'm going to be, but I'm going to base it off of these.
But
pants.
I'm gonna wear these yeah. pants if it kills
and
me.
And then I saw a cane. I'm like, okay, I think I can feel something kind of getting materialized here. And then, yeah.
This is what you went for.
I ended up as a pimp.
That's what you chose, huh?
I got some compliments on it.
How many?
Like two, maybe one and a half. One was kind of a backhanded compliment. Nice outfit.
Ooh, that's a thought, huh?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What you chose.
So you and I, a couple of, like 3 or 4 weeks ago when I was supposed to have you on,
mm-hmm.
we sat down and kind of talked about some things that we thought that we should talk about when we are on the podcast here.
Yes.
You think you want to start diving in a couple of those things?
We can. Hold
okay.
on.
Let me pull out my list here and just kind of see what
I
we got.
My list here.
See what we got going. Okay, there was one that was kind of something that you watched one of my podcasts or a clip of it, and you said, Gage, that's BS. And it
oh,
was...
I did this to every single one of them, and I didn't do any research, and I haven't written down anything. Let me tell you all a fact about Gage Hartman.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't like Rubens. That one is bold-faced lie. Man. He does not like Rubens.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you just outed me like
that.
Yeah,
doesn't like him.
For some context here, for those of you that didn't see it, I talked when I had Jesse Angle on the show. We talked about going to Blackwoods and getting a Ruben and then bumping into a girl and hitting on her when you were leaving. And then I came to the Tav, and Millie was like, oh, I bet you're going to get a Reuben. And I was like, I really don't even like Reubens.
Old face lie.
I think so.
Content is a lie.
Maybe if you scratch the kraut, I could probably.
That's the whole point of eating a Reuben, isn't it?
Then it's just kind of a meat sandwich, I guess, or a pastrami sandwich.
Hey, side question, because we're on the topic. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich, she asks.
This is really off topic, and this is how the whole night's going to go. Buckle in, folks.
Yeah. Okay, so let me think about this. So if you really think about a sandwich, like what defines a sandwich?
Right.
Typically two pieces of bread, and I think there needs to be some type of meat in the middle of
it. Do you?
Casey might not agree with that because he doesn't eat meat, because he is like a bronchiosaurus or whatever kind of, you know. What are those called? Herbivores.
A herbivore.
Yeah.
A bronchiosaurus?
They were herbivores.
Were they?
Yeah. Remember?
I remember.
Casey, so how would you define a sandwich, Mr. Not Meat Eater?
You got me thinking now, like, is a hamburger even a sandwich?
Mm.
Like, right. Would you ever be like, ooh, I'm going to get a sandwich and then bring back a hamburger?
I know the answer. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. A sandwich, in order for it to be a sandwich, it needs to be between two slices of bread.
You think so?
Yep.
So you could put a sandwich?
You could put almost nothing between them. You can have a bread sandwich with two slices, and I think it would still fall under the category of being a sandwich.
Okay. Counter here. Subway.
Those are subs.
Is it a sub or is it a sub sandwich? Is it like a subcategory?
I would call it a sub, I think.
Okay. Casey?
I would call it a... It's like a... category of a sandwich.
It's like a narrow right, it's a subcategory.
I agree they call them Subway sandwiches, but it's a sub is a type of sandwich.
Mm, I suppose.
Like a sandwich is like this big umbrella.
Right.
And subs are like one little...
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
I will accept
so,
that. So is a hot dog a sub?
The answer then I think would... I guess technically a hot dog would be a sub form of... Not like a sub, but like a form of
a
sandwich.
Sub?
It's not a sub, but like
think,
a...
Why isn't it a sub?
A sub form.
How is it different than a sub?
A subcategory.
How is it different than a
sandwich?
Sub?
Because it's got like a wiener in it.
Well, it's a bun versus what do you call the bread for a sub?
Like a hoagie?
A hoagie?
Yeah.
Is this one of those things where there may not be an actual answer to it?
No.
Yeah, I agree. There is an answer. And I think the answer is that it's a form of sandwich because it's
between bread.
It's something tucked between bread. And I would say a cheeseburger would probably be the same kind of scenario. It's got its own buns.
If you were to build a menu for a restaurant, where would you put a hot dog? Under a hot if you only had one hot dog, like you don't have a bunch of hot dogs, you'd put it under sandwiches.
I think I might give that on an entirely separate menu. Like,
just
you know how
sometimes
they have, like, dessert menus, and they'll hand, like, here's the dessert menu if you want to splurge. I may have, like...
You would give them a full menu and then one little menu with one hot dog on it.
If it's got one thing, it may look more like a business card, and nobody really wants to, like, talk about how they have hot dogs, so I might kind of just slide it on their table. Like, if you feel like, can I get nuts, I guess?
Just adding a hot dog to
the cat. No, I just...
don't do it.
Tell me how you feel about this.
Hot dogs are gross.
I'm doing a really quick survey right now that no one knows about.
Yuck.
How do we feel about hot dogs at Tab? Late night, $4.50.
Don't do it. No, they got to be cheaper. If they were like dollar dogs
We
something.
Did a brat for a while. We did a beer brat.
Yeah, brats are... They're kind of their own... species though.
They were
good.
I think they were bent. It was like right when I was leaving for Blackwoods.
They got a bit more volume.
It was a beer brat, but they were from Ben Paddle, I think.
That sounds tasty. What were we talking about before the hot dog debate?
We were talking about how you lied about Reubens.
That's right. I lied about Reubens. So she came at me for that one. But also, I talked about how I didn't believe in ghosts. And
oh my gosh, yes.
And she's like, really?
Really?
That's what you sound like in my head.
Really? That's the voice you gave me. Really? What's Casey's voice to Casey? He's very. Do you do that a lot?
told you.
Okay, that's nice. Fair. Wow, like, that was really good.
I didn't realize I knew that, but I guess I knew that.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, it's what you say. This is our 11th podcast. We've been doing this for a little while now, a couple months.
You guys have been hanging out for a while.
Yeah, we've been hanging.
I like you more than some of my friends.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I see you more than I see my parents.
Mm. Your parents don't live here, do they?
Nope.
Guy. This is going well for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Gage doesn't believe in ghosts.
Don't make me bring up a topic that will make you feel uncomfortable.
Gage doesn't believe in ghosts.
Oh, man. I'm going to sneak it in a little bit later, I think.
So why don't you believe in ghosts? You told me like 4 ghost stories that you knew about, too, and you still don't believe in them. Right, didn't you?
I told you a story about something that happened to me that I couldn't explain.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it was a ghost. There are many things in life that we can't explain. But that, I mean, we shouldn't just go around jumping to conclusions saying, like, I don't know.
It was a ghost.
Yeah.
It was a ghost, though.
You think it was a ghost?
Yes.
How, like,
do you want to do the whole story? Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's back up. Let's do some content
here.
Gage and I go to
back
the
Rex.
It's a Tuesday night. Going to go
it
see
It was
them.
A Tuesday.
Seeing my main man. Beaver.
The
Big
Beef.
Beaver fan.
Nice.
chit-chatting.
Uh-huh.
And then you told a story about...
Oh, you want me to...
yeah.
About what I... Okay, so...
Tell them the story about the ghosts.
What was it? Like, 2 years ago, I had some out-of-town clients, and there was a vacant house that they were interested in, but they were out of town, so they had asked that I go there. And keep in mind, it was in January and it was about 7 o'clock, so it was dark outside. They said, can you please go there and just take a look at it and then let us know the condition of the property? And I said, yes, of course I can do that. So I get there, there was no electricity. You know what happens when there's no electricity is that you know, it's dark inside. So I went in there and I was walking around and I was totally fine. I wasn't scared at all. And then I went into the basement, and again, I wanted to get scared, but then I was like, no, Gage, remember, ghosts don't exist. So then
rational
I remembered that.
Rational thought.
Yeah, my rational, logical mind started going to work, and I was like, okay, not scared. And then I had my flashlight on my phone, and I was looking at the foundation, yada, yada, yada. And I looked up at, like, this structural beam on the house, and on it, somebody had written the word or the phrase, Jack's dead, on there, which... honestly didn't
freaking.
Freak me out when I read it because, you know,
it's
I don't know,
Casey
kids are weird. I still think we need to get a cam on Casey's
I
face
know.
When he does those
it's
things.
It's really entertaining.
I was like, I don't know, people write weird things on houses sometimes. It's not a big deal. But right after I read it, my phone died, so everything went completely pitch black. And then I was standing in an unfinished basement of a house built in 1907 or something like that. And it was weird because my phone was at like 70% when I had gone into the house, so there's no way that it should have shut off. And that kind of freaked me out. And then I went back out to my car, plugged it in, and it, boom, was at 70%. So for some reason, it turned off after I read that little phrase, Jack's dead, and that kind of freaked me out.
That's freaky.
But that doesn't mean that it was a ghost.
Casey thinks it's a ghost.
For sure, a ghost.
That could have been a coincidence.
Did you, like,
no.
I would have ran out.
Right?
I ran as fast as I could while also being safe. Because running in the dark is actually really dangerous.
In a house. Is it?
Yeah.
In a house you've never been to
yeah,
before.
Yeah, because, you know, you just can't see all that well in the dark.
Did you tell the clients that story?
No.
Is that something you need to disclose?
Nope. You need to disclose if there is a dead body on the property, which I have
sold.
Okay,
Jack.
Yeah, that could be it. I have sold a house before that had a dead body on it. It was, like, buried in the backyard, so they had
like
to disclose
human?
It. Mm-hmm. It was, like, their grandpa or something. So they had to disclose that he was buried in the backyard.
Is that a thing people used to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, there was a grave. He just wasn't in, like, a graveyard, per se.
Right.
I mean, he was in the yard, and I guess there was a grave there. So, I mean, I suppose you could call it a graveyard.
I suppose, yeah. They did that at Glen Sheen. Like, they have
oh,
the whole
yeah.
family there, right?
Right. Yeah, so that's, I suppose that's not so far off. But, yeah, you need to disclose that. You need to disclose if there's a murder on the property. You don't need to disclose if somebody's died, and you also don't need to disclose if someone committed suicide. But murder, you need to disclose.
Murder. I wonder why it's different.
Because, I don't know, that might
crime
warrant a
scene?
Dangerous neighborhood.
Right.
So that seems like some material information that they should know.
That's neat.
But you said that you had some stories of some ghost stuff that
yeah, because ghosts are real.
How can you be so, like, why do you think that?
Because how do you explain all of the weird things that happen to people?
I don't know. Things just happen sometimes.
Didn't you have another story? Because you had one really good one that, like, full goosebumped me.
Really?
Or was it Beaver? I think it was you.
I don't...
It was about a house, and something happened, and then they called the old owners, and they were like, oh, yeah, that was a thing. Was that you? This must have been a Beaver story.
I think it must have been a Beave story.
Oh, I don't really remember that. Where are you when we need you?
Yeah. But you had a story, didn't you?
Yeah, I've never had anything happen to me, though. It was
See, that's tough.
Right.
Secondhand information.
It was like a friend who had something happen to, I believe, but I don't know.
I like
to believe that it's real.
It seems so inconsistent to me.
Well, yeah.
And it's like ghosts.
They're not just going to consistently do it because then that's science. And when science is happening, then ghosts, like, their whole life is ruined.
It sort of feels like you're kind of starting to join my team.
I'm saying that they're being strategic about their placement so that way they can't be discovered.
What's the difference to go? Like, why does a ghost not want to be? If they
it's like
really...
Hannah Montana.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were. In case you had a long conversation about
life. Why are you talking about
I just think, like, what do they got to hide? I don't know.
I'm just, Hannah Montana, they're living, like, a double life. This is the
What's the other
this
life?
This is the relationship that I came up with. Because they want to live their little happy ghost life of scaring people, but they can't do it so often that you're like, you know what, next Tuesday, 4 p.m., this ghost is going to do this. Why? Science. Because that's going to ruin everything for them. And they can't just go around ghosting people.
I think that if I was a ghost, I would be afraid of other ghosts. Because if I became a ghost, then I would be like, okay, so ghosts do exist. So I wouldn't go to scary places to scare people because I would be afraid of getting scared by other ghosts.
But they have to know that each other exists, you think? It's like, do you think dogs can talk to each other? Ghosts can see each other, right?
I think dogs can communicate, yeah.
Right?
Why not?
So then why can't ghosts see each other?
Well, they can see each other, but I'm just saying if I was a ghost, like, personally, I would be nervous about bumping into other ghosts because I wouldn't want to be scared.
Do you think they would scare each other? I feel like ghosts are nice folks.
Dude, I mean, sometimes people
right.
scare
Who are you
going to
drink a Busch Light with?
I don't know.
Yours is gone. I saw you drink that Busch Light so quick.
Yours is gone already?
It's like
Casey, do you believe in ghosts?
Quite a little bit.
He's got the backwash there still. Okay, Casey, ghost. Yeah, he believes. He was scared of your story.
Yeah, I for sure believe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had anything crazy happen? Can this be the episode everyone sees you?
No,
Casey said he's not ready.
No!
That's why you didn't want to wear a Halloween costume.
I know. I told Gage the only reason I was going to be on this week's episode was because it's spooky season and I wanted to wear my pajamas in public.
Yeah.
But I also requested that Casey wear his Halloween costume too.
She did request it.
For the pure sake of my, like, sanity and nerves, it would have calmed me down to look at someone dressed funny.
Now that you're on the podcast, like, we're being recorded right now, and you'll probably watch this later on and see me saying this right now, which is kind of like an Inception kind of thing, and it's kind of exciting, I think. Do you feel nervous?
Yes.
Really?
No. Yeah.
What are you nervous
about? I'm really hungry.
Do we have any hot dogs or anything?
Do we have any sandwiches?
Maybe, like, some fondue? Actually, I don't like fondue. I think that's kind of a weird
Just
idea.
Like the Rubens.
Sometimes I think some foods are just kind of exciting to talk about, but I don't actually like to eat
Like a Reuben?
I don't know, because it's like a
Ooh,
sand.
Chocolate fondue.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, marketing idea for you. Mm. Sponsor restaurants and have them donate food. Why didn't we get OMC? Right. Casey loves this. Why didn't we call OMC tonight and be like, hey, give me some of your nachos because they're amazing.
Do they have
and
nachos
they here? Are the... Okay, Tavern on the Hill excluded, OMC's nachos are so good.
Ooh.
It's like they're pulled pork, obviously, but they do like real nice nacho, like cheese on it. And there's jalapenos and pico de gallo.
Yeah.
Big fan. That's all I'm saying. Call a restaurant, be like, hey,
no, that's a
I'll
good
sponsor
idea.
You. Give me some food for tonight.
We take advice here at the High Five.
Yeah.
We're always open to advice. What was that other thing you thought? Oh, if you were to be a vegetable, what kind of vegetable would you be and why?
This is my favorite question. You have to.
I honestly forgot your answer.
You have to sneak this into conversation, though. It's a really good one when you're trying to avoid conversation. To be like, oh, hey, this is a really good segue. How do you feel about vegetables? What one would you be? What one describes your personality?
Yeah.
Do you want me to answer first?
Yeah, you answer first.
Mine is a sweet potato. I stole this answer from my friend Haley Vold because I feel like it also defines me, but because potatoes are very versatile. Sweet potato fries, potato chips, mashed potatoes.
Got it.
Other potatoes. Also, I'm kind of sweet.
Okay. So that's why you chose the sweet potato instead of the actual potato.
Right. Like regular potatoes are great. Don't get me wrong. A lot of sodium in those guys.
A lot of starch too. Isn't it starchy?
Yeah, but isn't that good for you, like in moderation?
I really don't know. I really don't know.
I think they're good for you in moderation.
Yeah, picking a root vegetable, I think, is it's a bit of a risk, but you I mean, clearly so? You weren't nervous to take
Didn't
it.
Didn't you so say you would be asparagus because it makes your pee smell?
Oh, man.
This is Gage's answer. You did say that.
That was a quick thought that I had.
That was your initial thought.
And I do like eating asparagus, and there's something, I don't know, there's something kind of enticing about the way your pee smells.
It's like gasoline, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go, like, out of my way to smell it, but I'm also not going to, like, avoid it. You know what I mean? Like, do you think that if there was, like, a candle that was maybe, like, asparagus pee smelling, that you would light that, Casey?
Casey says no.
Okay, so I guess I'm the weirdo, because I definitely would. Not often, but
you would not.
Maybe like a Friday.
How much would you spend on that candle?
No more than, you know, $15.
Oh my god. This is a Bath and Body candle.
Oh, gross.
This is a high end. This isn't like a $2 one you get from TJ Maxx.
I'm clear. I think it would be, and I think I would love, I would buy it actually just to see the people's reactions when they came into the house and they're like, what is that smell? It's like, oh, it's my new candle. Asparagus pee. But that wasn't the...
I don't know what to say. This is a very rare occurrence. I'm at a loss for words.
That's good. That means I'm doing my job well.
Is it because
That wasn't the vegetable you would be. The one that I chose was a jalapeno.
Yep.
Why did I choose a jalapeno? Because I'm spicy, but not like too spicy, but like just kind of the right amount of spice, I think. And you can only take so much meat before, you know, you're done. You don't want to have any more. Or, yeah, I don't know.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you're, like, a 2% Mexican or something, too?
No, 12 and a half.
Oh, 12 and a half.
Yeah, which is an eighth. So.
Math.
Yeah. If I was to do some quick math. But, yeah, that's.
If I was to do it, I've done it before. It's an eighth.
Yeah, I have. So I would be a jalapeno. And, you know, I think that's actually my favorite vegetable. Because I think like a potato, it's relatively versatile. You know, there's stuffed jalapenos, ooh, and you can put it on about anything. You can put it like beer. You were talking about a habanero beer, which isn't really a jalapeno, but it's kind of
like cousins.
They're both peppers.
It's
so
like a hot dog and a hamburger.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose.
Sammy.
Right.
Same, but different.
Yeah, I get that. I do
Casey,
like that question, though.
If you were a vegetable, what vegetable would you be? We're involving him as much as humanly possible. Isn't it a fruit?
Maybe because it has a seed.
I think so.
And I wanted to say tomato, but that's also
Ooh.
Oh.
Nice.
Like the special ones?
What kind of mushrooms
do you eat the special
about?
Ones?
Ooh, the big ones. Those are good ones. Butter, garlic, those guys.
You
know,
you can eat them like a burger.
Have you met my best friend, Casey?
Gross. Yeah.
I feel like we're soul sisters right now.
Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Trade seats right now.
I hate mushrooms.
Pop over here. What?
Yeah, they're gross. It's a
Are
fungus.
You lying?
Fungus. No, this I'm
fungus.
I'm telling the truth. Like, hey, you want to come over later and eat this fungus? Yuck. No.
No, but you'll stay. Go eat a Reuben.
I'm gonna stay home.
I'm gonna stay home and smell my asparagus candle.
I would rather sit in my own asparagus candle pee. go eat a mushroom hamburger. Ugh.
Yeah. This is
oh
good
my
vegan
gosh,
people
I'd rather
food.
Get kicked in the pants, I think. I want nothing to do with
what?
It. Yeah.
Oh. Casey, I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I don't
down.
Like you when you what guys turn you? Against
right?
me.
Right? Ooh, this is going to be fun. Holy night.
I do like those questions, though. I like the questions
the
where it's
ones?
Like it's totally out of the blue, and it's almost like a relief because you don't really need to work hard to
No, you
to
learn
like
a lot
answer.
About
you're just
too.
Like, oh, okay.
I had an old manager. every interview he would do, he would ask people, if you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? And the thought behind it is, like, you just want to see how quickly people can answer, like, in our industry.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see how creative they are, how, like, quickly they can come to an answer and, like,
right.
not crack under pressure.
Yeah.
What kind of a tree would you be?
I don't really know trees that well, but if I had to choose one, I think maybe a, what's that called? A bonsai tree, probably.
Okay, why?
I don't know, because it's, I guess I really don't have an answer. I think it's just, it's kind of small, and Mr. Miyagi had one, and, you know, you can go around saying, like, a spruce or a poplar, but and it's just like you're like all the other trees just blending in the forest.
So you
but if you're
be
walking through the
tree.
Woods and you see a bonsai, you're going to be like, what? A little mini tree. So that, either that or, no,
tree.
Just a bonsai. That would be my answer. Do you have an answer?
An aspen.
I'm nervous to even ask you.
Because of the way it is.
Yeah, I knew that was going. Oh, man.
Instant, right there.
Yeah.
I also know this question, so that's not fair. Casey, what kind of tree would you be? Ooh,
what?
Why?
That's not a tree.
I was going to say it's because you're a redhead.
It's a plant.
Guys, Casey's a redhead.
Isn't it a plant? Oh, yeah.
We're
you just
giving, we're giving
you just disclosed
him.
A bit of info about Casey.
Oh, this is like, where's Waldo? Let's
yeah.
give like a little hint about you every week, and then someone's going to come up to you in public and be like, or someone else
yeah.
who's a redhead.
He wears an eye patch.
He's missing the left half
yeah.
of one arm.
He's got about 60% of the amount of teeth that he should have.
Ooh, yep, yep, yep. Missing all the good ones.
Yeah, he's
so far
hygiene. We do have to get you on one of these days, though. The people want to, you know, they want to meet you.
If you see a redhead eating a hamburger with a mushroom bun.
Gross.
Casey.
Mushroom bun. Something interesting about Millie. She used to travel the country as a singer or performer.
Singer. Yes. It was mostly like the Midwest.
Mm.
So me and my brother were homeschooled. My parents
right.
chose to homeschool us, and my brother
yeah.
really, my brother's older than me, and he kind of took the bull by the horns and like really dove into the piano and
Ooh.
Traveled a lot, did a lot of different
yeah.
things with that. And so then me as the little sister kind of tagged along, and I'm like, I'm also going to do something
oh,
like
nice.
This.
yeah.
This is the 7-year-old Millie voice.
oh,
I
sweet.
Also want this.
Whoa, you sounded like a detective when you were 7 or something like that.
Is that what a detective
you sounded
sounds like,
what
to
the,
you?
What the Monopoly guy might sound like.
Your brain
I'm sure it was
such
cute,
an
though.
Interesting voice. This is Monopoly, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did a lot of singing. For a bunch of different things, but I remember specifically one, like, it was kind of just old show tunes where, like,
really?
We would go around, yeah. It's a big Whoa. Show tune gal.
What is a show tune? Isn't that, like kind of an
it's
old
like,
school kind of thing?
It's, like, where they randomly break out in song.
Mm.
Right? So,
yeah.
like, Hello, Dolly, The King and I, Rent. Oh,
Casey.
My God.
Am I just an
this
on
is fine.
Call
I was
SOB?
Homeschooled. I was homeschooled.
What do you think
this
about being
different.
Homeschooled versus
I
public school?
I loved it. So, okay, so I went to public school my 10th and, or no, my 11th and 12th grade year. So
okay.
my junior and senior year of high
right.
school. I'm sorry, I'm going to cough a lot. And I really liked both aspects. I have an amazing relationship with my parents
mm-hmm.
as someone who was homeschooled, and I'm not sure
right.
if that's always the case. But I was very
They're
fortunate.
Watching right now. I'm sure they appreciate
I
that.
I love
comment.
My parents.
Mm.
I always tell my
too.
Mom that, like, when I get married one day, my mom's going to be my maid of honor because she's just, she's my person in life.
Right.
And if my dad dies before I get married, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I hope not.
Right? Exactly. But they're my people, which I'm very, very fortunate about. But, you know, homeschool kids kind of have the stigma of being a little weird.
Ooh.
We definitely, I'm going to be one of them. I will raise my hand and tip my hat to being a little
odd. I was definitely
going to
say... Homeschool kids are weird.
Right.
When I remember being in, like, I don't know, 7th, 8th grade, and you would see the homeschool kids, like,
right.
kind of at, like, the sporting events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, they would wear, like, goofy shoes. And
they would wear the clothes their moms made for them. And don't get me
yeah.
wrong, my mom made a lot of my dresses, and I was cute. I was a cute child.
Yeah.
But there's some kids that, like, talk about their pet goats and, like, how they make their food from, like, which is cool, sustainable, all about this lifestyle. But also, like, I don't know, maybe socialize. Maybe learn that, like, it's kind of weird to talk about those things when you first meet someone.
Right.
Maybe introduce yourself first before you tell me about your pet goat.
Yeah.
or
no,
don't, I don't know.
That's a good.
Whatever makes you happy.
That's
makes
actually really
me
good
happy.
Advice.
My name's Millie.
Do you feel like you had any social struggles?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't, like, you kind of only dealt with your parents for
right,
much
exactly,
of the beginning
and other
of your life.
Homeschool kids. So, like, you kind of learn that that's the norm of, like, I don't know how you're supposed to interact with people. Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, transitioning into high school is hard because, first of all, I was known as the weird homeschool kid. Right. I was also, I'm Howie Hansen's daughter, for anyone that knows that name. Mm-hmm. Most people in my high school did.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, the weird homeschool Howie Hansen's daughter. Girl is here. And so then you kind of have this stigma.
Don't let her
like,
talk about her goats.
Don't let her talk about her goats. We all rode horses.
Oh, man, that's
we
a whole...
We only saw our friends
like
total, once a month. Yeah.
You were a whole other breed.
I was a homeschool child. So that's its own thing. And
traveling,
its own.
Singing folk tunes, too.
Folk.
What was it again?
Show tunes?
Oh, crap.
Folk tunes is like... Isn't that Trampled by Turtle? Aren't they considered folk music?
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
they're folk
Casey
music.
Says, yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. I like right. that.
They're neat guys.
That would be interesting. No. So you feel like there was maybe a bit of a social challenge?
Oh, definitely. I think it took me my entire high school career to kind of, like, come to find myself. You know, like, it was only 2 years, but by the end of those 2 years, I finally felt like I made friends.
Whoa.
And they were very patient, and I'm still friends with some of them, and I'm like, thank you so much for putting up with me.
Duluth Central, 2011.
Denfeld Central merge year. Mm. So I was technically a Denfeld student.
So you were a hunter. You were
I'm
not
a hunter.
You're not a Trojan.
Yeah. No, I'll take it. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to, but like You'll Jordan DeCaro and I graduated together.
Right.
And like.
He's a Trojan.
He's a Trojan.
He's a self-proclaimed Trojan.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And like, I'm definitely a hunter through and through, but I don't know. I'm proud to say that I went to Central for that year and I got to meet all of those kids too.
Yep.
So I don't know. Some of those people are my friends just as much as my Denfeld.
Right.
Like.
So that was kind of why you stopped doing the show tunes?
Yeah, you just kind
of
grow
out of it.
Because
you went to school?
I wanted to be normal.
Did you ever
want to
be like Hannah Montana?
No.
Really?
Not really. You mean like super famous? Or
mm-hmm.
No.
Like signing autographs and stuff?
Never.
Would you sign a baby, though, if somebody asked you?
No. Would you?
Oh, for sure.
Why would you sign
with a permanent
child?
Marker, too?
No. There's a little girl that comes into tavern, though, and she's a year old. She just had her first birthday, and
nice.
I stand next to this girl, and I just go, Millie, 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 trying to get her first word to be
yeah.
my name. She does her mama's and her dad's, but I'm like, God, if this child says my name next, I'll pay for her college tuition.
Oh, my God.
Give this to me.
That would be awesome. Oh, man, I can't believe you went to some did you ever go to, like, Nashville and perform? I think I asked you this, though.
No.
Where's the furthest that you went from the Midwest?
I think we went to Chicago. This is kind of a mom question. Mom. But
Mom?
Call her really quick, Mom.
Yeah, we've never done that, live calling.
She would get so mad at me. She'd be like,
yeah.
Emily Grace Hansen, what are you doing?
Does she ever call you Mildred when she's mad at you?
No. My dad will occasionally, but my mom is kind of, she's grown to call me Emily.
Okay.
Emmy. M's.
Right. That's nice. Do you ever wish you had like a kind of a badass nickname? Like
Millie.
Like the Hammer or something
like
that, though?
The Millie.
Like a WWE superstar?
Do you know the
superstar?
Hammer? Do you know who
Nick?
He is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Nick Hammer.
Is that it?
That's his last name.
The
is actually
guy, right?
Oh, no. Maybe it's him. Then. I know a dude whose first name is Nick, last name is Hammer.
Oh.
So we call him Hammer, but that's also his name.
Oh.
So...
There's a deaf, maybe he, I don't know what strain of wrestling he does, strain category.
Oh, he's
wrestling.
Like, he's like a,
he's
an
like
actual,
a professional. Yeah.
You don't, I thought this was somebody that you like knew.
Oh no, there's like a professional.
Maybe like another homeschooled kid or something like that.
All my friends are homeschooled.
No, he's a, he's deaf. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, he's a deaf, some kind of a wrestler or a boxer. I guess I don't really know. No, he's a wrestler. He does more than just punch people.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got on this list that we put together here. So we talked about the vegetable thing.
Talked about.
One other thing that we said that we were going to talk about was dating.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is that something that you feel comfortable talking about with your parents sitting right there watching you?
Yes.
Oh, nice. My dad watches this, too. He said he's my number one fan.
But your dad is badass. I'm going to swear. Because
yeah,
he's
cool.
Wasn't he in a rock band? Is that what
you said?
Yeah, he
was
like
in a rock
band.
Yeah.
Did your dad have long hair?
He did. He had a mullet.
Will you please send us photos so he can show these to me?
Yeah, I need to... I can find them and maybe show them to you later. I think I might have some.
But... Long hair dad.
Yeah.
Do you have his music?
We do. I think he had like a CD made or whatever. So he has like a album or whatever.
Neato.
Yeah.
He was the big
so
deal.
So we downloaded it on the computer. So we have it at the computer at their house, I guess. But it's pretty good too. You know, it's not.
He wanted to be Hannah Montana.
It's not bad. He probably wanted to be Hannah Montana. He may not even. He's probably watching this like. I don't even know who Hannah Montana is.
Googler.
So what's your opinion on you? What's your opinion on dating?
I don't. That's a broad question.
It is a broad question. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of how to narrow this down.
When do you think? When do you think you'll be looking for a serious, significant other?
I don't think you can put a timeline on it.
Okay,
I guess.
Another bad question.
no, no.
Thank God.
I'm not sure when your first date was because my assumption is that it was later than most people because you're homeschooled. But
ooh,
don't take that in the
that's a good question.
No, see, here's the thing. Big church gal here.
Mm.
Lots of church friends.
Mm.
So, I don't know. The church community marries young, so you date young, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess, my first real date, I was probably older than most, but I was still, that was probably a personal choice more than it was, I didn't have the opportunity. It was more so, I don't wanna. So it was probably 16.
Okay. That 17. Was your first date, or that was your first boyfriend?
It was the same guy. So, my first date was a kid that I dated throughout high school.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm a big dating advocate. I'm a big advocate of enjoying the company of people.
Okay.
You know, whether you date them or not is kind of where I'm wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel I'm really personally, I'm talking for myself.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with how I am as a human
mm.
and where I'm at and the things that I do. And if someone brings joy to my life and adds to that, that's great. If not,
right.
then we can be friends, we can hang out, we can do whatever, but I'm not going out of my way to date. You know,
yeah.
I can kill my spiders, I can shovel my driveway, I can lift the heavy things, I can do all the stuff, so I don't
nice.
Need someone in my life
right.
to add to this. I don't
yeah.
need this,
mm-hmm.
but if someone's going to come along and, build my life up, then that's great. Then we'll go
yeah.
from there, but...
I think that's kind of a unique point of view. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I feel like girls are kind of split that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for example, Vanessa, that girl who I had on 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
she was in a very long relationship that ended very abruptly. And then she was dating this dude for 7 years. They
mm-hmm.
broke up, and it's been, 30 days. And she's like, yep, I'm totally ready for another boyfriend.
Right.
She wants one, quick. And that, to me, was kind of crazy.
Right.
I feel like you're kind of the opposite. You're saying, I'm definitely not looking for...
Right.
For a boyfriend, but if somebody comes along and they're Mr. Special or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Then I would, yeah.
Well, it's I'm so honed in on who I am as a human and the things that I want and
mm-hmm.
the things for myself, you know, I
right.
know what makes me happy and I know what doesn't. And it's finding someone that meshes with that is hard
right.
because
yeah.
where are those areas where you can give a little and I don't know. Dating's
yep.
stupid. Dating's dumb. Personal opinion.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that, though. I think dating in your 20s, I think, is kind of dumb. I just think it's extremely difficult because I think
yeah.
as young people, we're still kind of trying to figure out, what the H we're going to do with our lives and,
right.
trying to figure out, okay, who even am I?
Right. Exactly.
Some people have known, I feel like I my grandpa's had friends longer than I've been alive, and he's...
Right.
So I just feel like I don't know, sometimes I'm still trying to find myself, let alone bring this person in. And
right.
I don't know, in your 20s is kind of the time to kind of build the base of your life too, kind of thing. So
I agree.
I think it's difficult to, I don't know, split that with somebody.
Well, and the thing for me is that I know the things that I want to accomplish in life, and I'm so strong-headed that I want to do those alone.
Right.
You know, it's great if someone comes along for it, but in the same breath, my student loans, that's my responsibility. This is just something broad that I'm thinking of,
mm-hmm.
but something that I don't want to date someone and get married and then now have this be our responsibility. It's this is a bad example, but something lines, you know,
right.
buying my first house.
Right.
I did that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that's something where I'm good job, Millie, you killed it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Those are just, I have a really big pride I'm learning in this sentence that I'm saying.
No, that's good. I think that's good. I think some people I don't want to use the word leech, but they kind of want to like latch on to people.
And they want to do it as a team, and there's nothing wrong with that to an extent. You know, like there's a healthy balance to definitely both, because I probably take it to an extreme of independence.
Mm.
But there's also people who take it to an extreme of codependence. So it's right. Like finding that happy medium of like, okay, I'll let you kill this spider because I want you to also do this. But
are you afraid of spiders?
You're afraid of spiders?
No, are you?
No.
I think
the
spider was just like a metaphor.
Oh. A metaphorical spider. Oh, okay.
It was kind of, yeah.
Now I get it.
Thanks, Casey.
Oh, see my great. Soul.
You met my best friend, Casey?
Yeah, I did. I think that's a good point. Casey, what do you think? You a fan of dating?
I don't know. I like your stance. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhere in the middle, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He said he loves you so much.
Oh, nice.
But it could also be awesome.
I do kind of agree with you on that, though, too, because it's fun to get to know somebody mm-hmm. really well. I think that's super cool. And to have somebody that you're just crazy close with and you feel like you can tell them anything. And I don't know, that's kind of cool, too. So I can see it from all opinions, honestly.
I don't know. I guess my counter to that is just that, like, when you're dating, it's great, and it's nice to have that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think we kind of miss the aspect of, like, your friends can do this for you, too. You know, and I feel like this is an our generation kind of thing, where you're like, I want a boyfriend because I want to tell him everything. I want him to be the one that, like, I build and do all these things with. But at the same time, like, I have an incredible group of girlfriends. Like, we're very, very tight-knit.
Yeah.
And, like, I genuinely think even if I, like, was dating someone right now, I'm still going to go to them first.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I still tell these girls everything. They still vice versa with me. And there is something special about doing this with, like, your partner in life. Right, some dude.
Yeah.
Some broad. But I don't know. I feel like that's something we don't cherish enough. Like, there's so many people who get in relationships and then they just kind of drop off the face of the earth because they're so infatuated with their person.
That kind of drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts.
I don't think that's
a
good thing.
It's not. It's super unhealthy. But we don't see it happening because it's not a norm anymore. You know, like, you don't think about, for me, my girlfriends, like, these are my people.
Mm.
A boy's not. You know, at the end of the day, me and a boy could break up.
That's true.
You know, like, I've had relationships that have failed or have not worked, you know? Mm. My girls have always been there. So it's like, why am I not telling them about all of my victories and all of my failures and all of these things when they're the ones who are going to be there 24/7, 365, till we die?
Yeah. No, I can relate to that for sure. I do think there are some things, though, that I would much sooner share with a girlfriend than I would with some of my friends. And I think it might be different with guys in that sense, because, like, some things, if I went up to my friends and was like, hey, listen, this is how I feel about this. And I can start talking about my siblings. They'd be like, oh, really?
Right. Okay. Well, and I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Cry me a river. But you can also have a best girlfriend who can do that for you. You know?
I don't know. That's actually a really good topic.
Do you think that guys and girls can be Yes.
like best friends?
Oh, my God. One of my best friends is a guy.
Don't get me wrong. I have girls that are really good friends of mine. But I think at some point, someone is going to be trying to, they're going to be trying to want to be with that person. Either be with them or, you know, get like a little physical at least.
Mama Hansen, cover your ears.
I'm trying to keep it PG. You know, they're going to
want
to
make the
birds
happen.
And the bees, I think.
Make the birds and the bees. This is a homeschool metaphor in case anyone.
Do you think that's nuts, though?
To an extent. I don't know.
Every time
I
talk to a girl
friendship.
About this, she's saying what you're saying. But every time I ask a guy about it, he's like, I totally agree.
Okay, but guy,
girls
this
don't
is me
see
stereotyping.
It. Like, that's my dude. He's like my best friend. But if you were to go up to him and be like, hey, you want to come over and sleep over tonight and maybe things get a little physical, he will literally, it doesn't matter if he's three states away, he's getting on an airplane, flying over there, he's going to try
but that's the thing.
To sleep
girls
in the same bed.
Girls don't need to get laid. You know, like, for us, it's the emotional connection, I guess, is kind of the way that there's more. There's different situations. I'm not stereotyping the whole thing together.
Right.
But I think for guys, they don't need that emotional connection as much as girls do.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, that's fair. And I think on average, girls are, I don't know, they're more emotional. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah. Emotionally connected, aware.
I think naturally that's the way it is because, you know, like they're mothers and mothers is always like,
right,
oh,
they're
my mom.
Nurturers. And like, I'm not trying to stereotype women and genderfy. Is that the term?
Genderfy. Is that a word?
I think so.
Is that a word, Casey?
I haven't heard it, but it makes sense.
I'm homeschooled. Don't yell at me. my mom taught me English. I think genderfy is a term, but I could be wrong. Everyone's gonna yell at me.
It could be.
But that's where my mind goes. That's where I go, I guess. You know, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be intimate with a man that I'm just like,
oh, right,
not emotionally connected to, you know? And
yeah,
I don't think guys have that initial thought as much as I do.
About not wanting to be physical with somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess, and it also kind of depends on the friendship. Like me and my really good guy friend, like, we just know that we wouldn't work together, you know? And like, we've had conversation about like, hey, I love you a lot, but because I think you're my brother, you know? And the same vice versa. I guess I've never asked him.
Yeah.
I don't care to. I don't want to. Oh, we're going to ruin my friendship now because I'm going to think about this tonight.
I mean, it definitely doesn't need, like I said, I for sure have girls that are like, they're really good friends of mine. But if it ever was like where we were like, yeah, no, this is like my best friend. And we're like hanging out all the time. Like, there's definitely going to be a point where something's going to start happening in my mind. Again, whether it's like, I need to like stop hanging out with you because I'm starting to become very sexually attracted to you, and it's difficult for me to focus on our friendship.
You want to take her to the no pants
when I have to sit cross-legged every time we're hanging out.
Got it.
Yeah. So Casey liked that.
He's so uncomfortable.
No, I didn't.
He's so.
And I think that it's. Girls don't always see it because the guys will tell you something totally different. A girl will be like, I just feel like you're like my brother. And he's going to be like, I know, it's like you're my sister. And then he's going to go back to his friends. His friends will be like, oh, yeah, were you hanging out with Millie again yesterday? Like, yeah. He's like, oh, you guys banging? He's going to be like, no. And he's like, oh, so you're friend zoned. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess I am.
And then your pride hurts because the world revolves around sex.
No, that's not true. But, you know, it's something that I think that we all pretend like we're not thinking about. But I think it's something that people think about.
I'm not thinking about it.
I'm not thinking, well, now I'm thinking about it, but like a little bit ago I was not until you mentioned it. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking about me being a jalapeno pepper again, I think, for a little bit. And then all of a sudden you brought up that, the fornification stuff.
Have you ever thought about how cool ceilings are?
Oh, no. She's changing the subject all of a sudden.
But really, like, why is this?
What?
Why is it here, right?
What are you going to do without it, I guess?
Right. We'd be damp, and you couldn't have more than one floor, right?
It's kind of something that.
It'd be a very tall building with no sustenance.
That actually might be a good business to get into, is the ceiling business, because it's something that you really couldn't replace. Like, something that would make me nervous is maybe walkie-talkies. See, I'm not looking to get into the walkie-talkie business because I don't really see that as, like, a long game. I think walkie-talkies are just, they're becoming a lot less relevant.
Gotcha.
As, you know, we have phones. Everyone's got phones. Mm. But the thing about ceilings is every building or most buildings I've been in have them.
Except for Tom's Burndown on
That's literally the example that came to mind.
Nice big tent. But they do really well for themselves because they don't have a roof.
That's kind of like their shtick.
Nice little shtick you got
But
there.
You can't go there all the time. Like, you're not going to go there and get brunch on a rainy Sunday morning.
Do they have brunch?
No, but you know why?
That's why you're not going to go get brunch there.
They don't have it because they don't have a ceiling. And that's kind of the thing. If you're trying to splurge and hang out with some Eggs Benedict in the morning, but it's raining out, it's not going to happen unless you got that ceiling.
Business tip.
Business tip. Wow, that was a crazy little.
That was good. That worked really well for me.
That was a crazy little side road that you took. You took a chance on that one, and I
felt like it was good. I don't feel like I took a chance. I feel like that was well executed.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
That was good.
All right, let's take a... Actually, wait, I got an idea. Special news of the day. I do it every episode.
Special.
So, if you're not familiar, with the special news of the day?
I'm going to be completely honest. Okay. I kind of buzz through to find when you talk, so that way I can debate everything that you say.
Was there anything that you noticed that you want to debate with me on right now?
I don't think so. I feel like I took little notes. You do your thing, and I'll do my thing.
Okay. So
this is when we need hold music. Casey, let's go.
Dude. Can you sing?
Wait, I went straight to the Mario theme song in my mind.
You're a singer, aren't you? Can you sing for us? Do you sing on podcasts?
No.
You're not a singer.
I'm not gonna know.
Okay.
I know 64
growing
up. Heck yeah. Homeschooled.
So here's the special news for today. Listen up. Do you remember in 2012 when the world was supposed to end?
Oh, yeah. I remember because I was at work and I just sat there being like, of course, this is how I die.
It was December 21st, 2012.
Yep.
The world was supposed to come to an end. I was actually very scared when this happened. I was a senior in high school and I was very scared. But here's the story. There was a family in the Netherlands that were also very scared about this. So what they did is they built a secret bunker behind like a trick cabinet in their living room. And they have
Franked their house?
Yeah, basically. Okay. They have been in that bunker for the last 7 years.
No.
Because they went in the day before they thought the world was going to end. And like, what are you going to, you know, you'd be afraid to peek your head out because you just assume, you assume the worst. So this family has been missing for 7 years.
And the whole family.
Yep. Nobody knew where they were because it was in a secret hatch.
That's pretty neat.
A secret hatch back there. And they finally found them. They found the secret
door.
Did
they come out or did someone find them?
No, they found them.
Are they alive?
They're alive, yeah. They were probably just surviving on, I don't know what. Like canned corn, I guess, and like marshmallows, probably.
Would you? Is this what you would eat?
And like Gatorade.
Do you think they had any really good asparagus candles?
Oh man,
in
I was
there?
Just about to bring that up. God, that would be so awesome.
What would you? Is that what you would eat if you had to lock yourself behind a cabinet?
I think
for 7 years?
Would.
Canned corn, marshmallows, and
no,
Gatorade.
I really don't like canned corn all that much.
So you just said it because
I just kind of, I think it seemed like sort of a logical thing to, because canned things, they last a long time. So that would just make sense.
Okay.
I've had a bag of tortillas in my cupboard for 5 months, I think.
And they're still good?
And they look fine.
Are you
going to
eat it?
I'm not going to eat them because I'm afraid.
But you're
going to
leave it in there
but
for science.
But I bet I could if I wanted to. You know what I mean?
Are they corn tortillas or flour tortillas?
They're flour. But there's no mold or anything. I actually,
what if it's a white mold?
I used one as a coaster in my living room the other day.
A tortilla or the whole
yep.
packet?
Nope, a tortilla. Because I thought it was hilarious.
Why are you the way you are?
You know, you can go through life like doing what everybody else is doing, like using actual coasters.
Or you could wear your spookies on a podcast.
Yeah. It's getting close to Halloween, though. That kinda,
spooky season. There's going to be one more before Halloween. You should have done this all of October.
I should have.
Jordan DeCaro, where were your Halloween costumes?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny. What would you do if you thought it was going to be the last day of the world? Like the world was going to end. Let's say it's the day before.
And I don't have like a bunker or anything built. Like I know for a fact we're all dying tomorrow.
It's like there's a meteorite twice as big as the moon, and it's heading towards the planet, and I don't care if you got a bunker, a treehouse, like a goose blind, you cannot hide from this meteorite. Everybody's going to die.
I think I would take my dogs,
and
I would give them the best day ever.
That's so selfless, selfless of you.
I would go get them some like Mickey D's burgers.
Do they like those?
I've only given Hudson one. No, I've given both of them, like, crappy food after they go to, like, the vet for something. You know, like, when they have... this makes me sound... when they have really bad days.
Oh, no, I...
then you treat them...
I think
a
that
McDonald's
you
McDonald's hamburger.
You laugh like you think you sound like a crazy person saying this right now, but there are definitely dog owners who are watching this right now that are going, like, "Oh my god, I do the same thing."
Millie for president 2019, oh, nice. Everyone.
Are you gonna run for mayor?
No, I'm gonna leave that to Howie.
Nice. Is he gonna run again this year?
No.
I would vote, but he's got to come on my podcast and talk and talk about.
I want Howie to come on your podcast.
Howie, if you're watching this, I would love to have you on the podcast, and I won't dress as an Irish stripper when you come on here. I'll wear a red, white, and blue suit.
You do look like an Irish stripper. Do you own a red, white, and blue suit?
No, like, but I do have. Well, I have a red, white, and blue suit, but it's not like American themed. It's Christmas themed, actually. So there's even a touch of green on it.
Ooh, can I come back around Christmas time just purely to wear another fun outfit?
Yep.
See you soon, folks.
Well, I mean, you can actually wear a fun outfit whenever on the podcast. No. I think that people appreciate
that. No, because then I'm the girl who overly spoils her dogs when they're having bad days, and also wears the weird homeschool girl who wears weird outfits that my mother made. My mom would help me make this. Too. This is good. I'm painting a really good picture.
Yeah, you are.
Millie for president 2019.
I think all you had to do is say you're homeschooled, and everyone who wasn't homeschooled is going to be like, oh.
Okay. That one. This is all making sense.
She wore Velcro shoes until she was in seventh grade. Okay.
I could have graduated high school when I was 15.
Did you do
that? I passed all of my state tests
when I
was 15.
The homeschooled kids always got very good grades when they came to public school.
Right.
They were like,
I was a smart kid.
This is easy. Like, they just flew through it. So, I don't know. There's probably, it's one-on-one teaching, so.
Well, and you get to, like, actually focus on your learning types. So I do think there is some benefit to being homeschooled.
That's a good point.
But I think there's pros and cons to both. Would I homeschool my children? Probably not.
Really?
Just purely because I would want. I'm really sad I didn't get to experience, like, friends in the way that normal children did.
Yeah. But send them to Denfeld.
We'll see.
Have them be hunters. Send them to Marshall.
Yeah, probably send them to Marshall.
$60,000 a year or whatever it costs.
Yeah, that's so much money.
Casey, what do we have for time?
You're at an hour and 8 minutes.
Ooh. Oh, so we're doing it.
So, I mean, we're doing it. I mean, is there anything that you want to cover, like strong opinions, random questions, favorite color?
How long are we supposed to go?
About an hour.
I tell everybody an hour.
Oh, so we're over.
So we're over. We're in extra innings at this point.
Okay, so I would like everyone to know that penguins do have knees. They're just inside their body. I learned this recently. I'm just trying to think of.
I don't think that's true, actually.
Do you want me to Google it?
Yep.
They're like.
What would they possibly need?
I'm looking at some cute shoes here.
They're kind
of
known for.
Penguin skeletons. Let's do that because we haven't. This is not how you spell either of these words. Skeleton.
Yeah, because it's spooky season.
It's spooky season. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
That's not how you spell. There it is.
Yuck.
That is very rude,
is
first
terrifying.
Of all. I'm trying to. See, here's, like, the whole.
Where are their knees?
Their knees right there.
Showcase your
so they
and,
don't,
the, and the camera.
I'm going to slide this. That's a spooky looking skeleton.
Uh-oh.
Really, really committing for this skeleton. See, they're, like,
penguins
inside their
knees.
Body. So they waddle because they can't actually, like, use them. So, some animal expert, please tell me I'm wrong, but they waddle because their knees are, like, up here inside their guts.
Oh, I get it. I
so
actually can
exist.
Relate to that. I have a very short I have a very short torso, and I have long legs. So, when I'm sitting like I am right now, I look, like, people probably look at me sitting down, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know how tall he is. He's probably 5'7", 5'8". And then I stand up, and they're like, whoa. I didn't really see that coming.
That's what I just did.
Yeah,
though,
you
too.
Did that before we started the podcast. You're like, you're not 6'1". And
he's
then I
6'1".
Stood up and she's like, oh.
He also had the top hat on.
And it's actually really 6'8". Tough for me to find pants.
Ooh.
Because I have a thin waist. I'm a 31-33, which is a rare size. But if you go to Express for Men in the mall,
Matt Erdrick,
their mannequins are a 31-33. Uh-huh. And it's the best part is that okay. I go in there and I'm like, do you guys have these pair of pants in a 31-33? And the young girl will be like, nope, I don't see it on the shelf. I'm like, yeah, you do. I'm like, check the mannequin.
Ooh,
and she's
honey.
Like, well, I don't think that will happen. I'm like, check the mannequin. And she'll check it. And she'll
oh, my
like,
gosh.
It's a 31-33. And I was like, yeah.
They probably think you're, like, secret shopping them and she's going to lose her job now.
No. So, yeah, they have to – I've had them – I've had him take the pants off the mannequin right there in the middle of the store. And
why don't you online shop?
Because I'm very impatient, and if I gotta wait 2 days for a pair of pants to come, I go nuts. I ordered that Apple Card, and that was like the worst 4 days of my life.
That's actually very true. I know this as a fact.
I was driving home, checking the mailbox.
You tracked
every
the
2 hours.
You tracked
it.
Like every day, you were like, "Millie, it's coming tomorrow."
People would be like, "Gage, what's wrong with you today?" And I'm like,
"Mail didn't show up before
and I
had to leave."
And
I
don't want to tell people, because when you tell people when something like that's going on in your life and you tell them about it, I'm the crazy one.
How dare you buy your dogs a hamburger after they
See,
have a hard day?
People are weird. I think people, everyone, that's why sometimes when I used to work at the mall. I was assistant manager at Lids.
That's right.
Yeah, big hat guy.
Big hat guy.
And I would love just watching people, because everybody walks around the mall like, you know, they don't have secrets and they're normal and they don't like toot in the car. And what else do people do?
You've made,
like
three.
Sneeze in the bathtub. I don't know.
Smell asparagus
Everyone just
pee.
Does weird things all the time. Yeah, smell their own pee, and they're like, gross, you smell your pee. And I'm like, listen, if you were
Let
peeing and
you
smell your asparagus pee, you would take an extra sniff. I mean, you would.
If anyone asked me how to describe you, this is how I would describe you. I'm just really interested in asparagus.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, that was my ending note. I have
that
a lot of random
note.
Facts that I could spew.
There's something that I could say that I said I might bring up on the podcast. Millie didn't want me to.
Gage is really excited about the, what was Vanessa? Was that the girl that was on before?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Okay, the podcast from 2 weeks ago. He talked about how a girl turned him down, and he's really butthurt about it, and
yeah,
it's me,
nice. Yeah.
And he's making me very uncomfortable.
Well, the good news for you is that a lot fewer people actually get to the very end of the podcast.
That's true.
Well, actually, it's good news for me. I don't know why I keep acting like,
I know,
oh, I'm going
to
get
you. I wanted to tell this to everyone.
I don't know. I think it's good. So, yeah, no, this kind of makes the entire conversation about the dating thing, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, because you're like, yeah, if I meet somebody who isn't a total piece of shit, maybe I'd be interested in him. And she's just metaphorically hitting me with cars a few weeks ago. Yeah, I was like, yeah, no, I kind of dig you, Millie. And she's like, okay, well, F you, jump
Millie
off the cliff.
Millie just doesn't like dating.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't like dating either.
It's not
I was just kidding. That
stress.
Was a joke. I didn't actually mean it.
Really drunk that night, Mills.
Yeah. I did have a bit to
My
drink
friend
that night.
Casey did it.
Yeah.
Casey.
Do you ever do that? Oh, that's right. You didn't even go to high school or junior high. I used to do that in junior high. I would, like, if there was a girl I had a crush on, I would send her a text and be like, I dig you. And then she would be like, I don't really see you like
that. Was
that
middle school Gage voice? Dig you.
Yeah.
Dig Sounds you. Like a 20-year
yeah.
smoker.
Yeah. But I would, and then I would text him back and be like, ha, 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 just kidding. Or not just kidding. I would go, ha, ha, ha. Oh, man, Jake took my phone and
I'm
sent
sorry,
that to
that
you.
I'm sorry, that was
Casey. I'm sorry.
Then,
yeah.
No, I never
And then
did
you'd
that.
Think you'd get away with it. But no,
I don't think
didn't.
I ever did that.
Yeah, so that was the one thing I wanted to really get across, was that Millie turned me down. A few weeks ago.
Millie
really,
for president 2019.
It's been tough.
Are you depressed?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not depressed.
Well, the ceiling in here looks pretty neat tonight.
I'm just kidding. Thanks for coming on, Millie. High five.
Great.
Great podcast. Thank everybody for watching. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends. If you need video work, Casey Flipson is your guy.
Is this your number,
and
Casey?
I think that's it. I think that's it.
Okay, don't call this number.
I am about to go wee-wee in my pantaloons. I think I have to pee so bad. Oh, man.